This is KCUR 89.3. 30 years ago, Missouri lawmakers realized the state might need to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. So it created a commission to figure out how to do that, 1 year after California took a similar step. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman looks at what happened next.
I want to be where the people are.
The Little Mermaid had just come out, Seinfeld aired its pilot episode, and in the spring of 1989, Missouri lawmakers started thinking about climate change. They created a commission to study the issue and come up with solutions.
The commission was given such a huge charge. I'd say half of our time is trying to figure out what we're supposed to do.
John Ward was among the panel's 14 experts and politicians, including eventual Governor Jay Nixon. They released a 67-page report in 1991, which covered everything from the use of solar and wind energy to transportation and teaching about climate change. Here's Ward reading from the conclusion.
Our recognition of this situation provides us the opportunity to moderate and to prepare for climate change.
They came out with more than 100 policy suggestions, like creating a statewide reforestation program, adding scholarships for college students studying sustainable agriculture, and reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 20% by 2005. But it's almost 2020, and Missouri's emissions from fossil fuel consumption have gone up by 20%, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration.
Back in 1990, Missouri did kind of lead the way in some respects of pulling their head out of the sand and saying this is a real issue. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot done.
Steve Moffitt was involved in writing the report and later went on to lead Missouri's Department of Natural Resources.
We're in a disappointing place. I would have hoped that we would have been much further ahead on the spectrum of addressing climate change than we are.
There's been some progress. For example, voters passed a requirement that electric utilities get 15% of their energy from renewables by 2021. But
the optimism that we kind of felt was probably somewhat misplaced. I don't know if you could do it again. I don't know if people would take it serious.
Karen Clausen is flipping through the old recommendations.
There's a lot of great things here.
She's the Air Quality and Rideshare Program Manager with the Mid-America Regional Council. It's one of the groups creating a climate action plan for Metro Kansas City.
I'm just amazed that, you know, this report from 1991, we're still dealing with some of the same issues, and the policies are so relevant in this. There's no reason we shouldn't be pulling a lot of this information out into our current planning work.
In Missouri, it's cities that are taking the lead, like Columbia passing a climate action and adaptation plan earlier this year. But it's also young people, like Kansas City climate justice activist Queen Wilkes, who want to be included in that conversation.
When I hear a lot of people talk about climate change, it's very much seen as a thing that is coming as opposed to a thing that's here. And I think that more than a lot of other generations, young people understand that.
She's a spokeswoman for Sunrise Movement KC, which advocates for political action on climate change. Wilkes says during the group's training, she was asked why the climate struggle was important to her.
By not addressing this, it's a direct attack on this generation's right to dream, this generation's right to decide what they want to do with their lives as they get older.
She says the 1991 report shows that solutions exist. It's just a matter of action and urgency. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.